Hey, Ollie, good to speak to you again.
You too, mate. Tell us about the awkward dinner the Prime Minister had.
Well, she wasn't even allowed to have dinner. That's the awkward thing about it. The 27 European leaders all sat down to dinner last night in Brussels, pan-fried mushrooms, apparently, with turbot fillet. And the British Prime Minister,
Yuck.
Theresa May, was not allowed to stay for dinner. Lovely dinner. She was invited in. She was allowed to speak for 15 minutes to give her update on Brexit negotiations or any fresh solutions, is what the Europeans were expecting as their entree. Theresa May spoke for 15 minutes and she had no fresh ideas, and she left for a fish supper with the British ambassador to Brussels by herself. So basically the 27 European leaders sat down, had their dinner, and then we're learning this morning that the French, German and Luxembourg leaders and Belgian leader all went drinking afterwards. So it's quite a cosy club, and the message really is that Theresa May is very much outside this party now, looking in through the glass and not getting anywhere. She has come up with an idea this morning. She's saying that the Brexit transition period could be extended, kicking the can down the road, but ultimately no solution, no Brexit deal, and French have come out and said that if there is no deal, they will start putting visas in place for people from the UK to go to France. I can't tell you how much hassle this will cause everyone. As it stands right now, you can zip to France in less than an hour. People go over, people buy wine, people buy clothes, booze, cheese, beer, you name it. And putting visas in place, if there's an no-deal Brexit, it'll be terrible for everyone.
Yeah, I understand the serious nature of Brexit, but I'll tell you what, she got the right end of the deal, I believe. Avoiding that mushroom for a fish supper, much better option. Well done to the PM. Now, breast surgery adverts are going to be banned.
Yeah, during Love Island, this was an issue during our summer. Love Island was this terrible reality TV show. Lots of impossible.
Well, Sophie's angry with you, and it's her favourite TV show, Love Island.
Look, it was addictively terrible. You know, let's be honest, you know, putting young fellas with physiques of professional athletes and girls with physiques of professional models, they're all single and they're all, you know, none of them are athletes or models. They're all on this Spanish island and they're all meant to fall in love. Well, what was happening during the ad break was these adverts kept popping up for breast surgery and breast enhancement. And again, the adverts were impossibly glamorous, stunning looking girls all relaxing on yachts and swimming into the Mediterranean water. And really, you know, the message was that, you know, one quick operation, pay out your $10,000 or whatever it costs, you know, and you can have a body like these girls and feel fantastic and have that lifestyle. Well, the advertising watchdog has come back and said, no more of those adverts.
And what is the one key item included in a new portrait of the Queen?
A handbag. If you look at every previous portrait of the Queen, there's never been a handbag in the portrait. This guy, Ben Sullivan is his name, he's a very good British artist. He was given the opportunity to paint the Queen for the RAF Club centenary, which is this year. And when she turned up for the sitting, Her Majesty sat down in the chair and she put her handbag down beside her. And he thought, presumably she does this all the time and other artists just haven't painted it in, and he thought, you know what, I'll just paint the handbag in. And he did, and Her Majesty absolutely loves it. Apparently it's the very first portrait of the Queen with her handbag, and if you look at her, any of the TV footage, she's always got a handbag with her.
Good on you, Enda. Thanks, mate.
See you, Ollie. See you tomorrow.